time ago. Won't he be there? Won't he be there? Oh, you can call him. You can call him. You can call him. Yes, you can. You can call him. You can call him. Oh, Jesus. Thank you.
A wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord out there in radio land. This is Johnson Lee and Luella, God's Spoken Word, coming to you on the behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ. We greet you in the name of Jesus on this first Saturday of 2026. Yeah, 26, a lot of things going to be fixed. I said 26, a lot of things going to be fixed. Thank God for my sweet, holy, pretty, sanctified wife. Pray, baby, pray.
Lord, we thank you for another day that the Lord has made. We going to rejoice and be glad in it. Bless all the sick, shedding, nursing home, hospital. From the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, we speak healing in the name of Jesus. Bless all our children, grandchildren, loved ones. Give them all a mind to be saved. All the saint children of mine to be saved. All the backslider, drug addict, all them a mind to be saved. We crying out for soul one by one, name by name. Give them all a mind to be saved in Jesus' name.
Amen. We thank the Lord for that prayer for my sweet holy wife. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the message this morning is, my children, I call you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I said, my children, I call you. God is calling his children. Praise the Lord. He called us his children. Because we are his children. And the Bible said, praise the Lord, and Ephesians, the fifth chapter, in the first verse, he said, hallelujah, be ye therefore fathers of God as dear children. Good God Almighty Jesus. And that second verse said, and walk in love, see there, as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us and offered and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savior. Third verse says, but fornication, good God Almighty, y'all better hear me, but fornication and all uncleanness of covetousness, let it not be one's name among you as becoming saints. What you saying, preach? All this in the church.
Preacher.
All these things that name in the church. That's why he said, my children, I call you. Come out of hope mongering. Come out of adultery. Come out of fornication. Y'all know what fornication means. You're having sex and ain't married. Y'all know what fornication means. Homosexual and lesbian. And where an LPY, whatever all that stuff is. Every time you lay down with a man or woman and not married, that's fornication. Good God Almighty. He said, my children, I'll call you. He told Ezekiel, he said, speak to them. They won't hear you because they didn't hear me, but we got to speak anyway. where you hear us or not, we got to tell you what the Lord said. And the Lord said on this morning, on this first Saturday of 2026, my children, I call you. Put your clothes on, dress right, act right, love right. Good God Almighty, come out, throw the ball down, put the pill down, leave the needles alone. Come to him with all the destruction, all the killing, and still killing. And now they're getting ready, thank you, Jesus, to come together and celebrate New Year in the wrong way. The best way to celebrate the New Year is on your knee praying. Ask God to help the people, Lord, help the church, help the preachers, help the deacons, help the one that's singing gospel. Help them, Lord, because they're going to stray away from you. My children, I call you. Thank you, Jesus. Leave it alone. My children, study more, fast more, pray more. My children, I call you. Too many hypocrites out there leading the people wrong. Too many false prophets. Jesus said, beware of false prophets. Good God Almighty. But they come to you and sheep clothing. But underneath, they're raging wolves. Good God Almighty. My children, I call you. He loved you. That's why he died for us. He loved us. That's why he went to the cross and suffered and bled and died. That's why they beat him and they spit on him and they slapped him and they put that cross crown of thorn in his head. He bled. Good God Almighty. He bled and he hurt and he bled. He did it for us. Good God Almighty. He didn't have to do it, but he did it because he loved us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Good God Almighty. Whosoever, good God Almighty, that whosoever, wow, this thing good, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, have shot now, but have everlasting life. That's why he said, my children, I call you, come to me. Ain't but one way to come to him. You got to repent of your sins and get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of those sins. Well, when you're going down in the water, according to sixth chapter of Romans, first 15 verses, when you go down in that water, you leave your sin in the water. That's why they put out that song, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, good God Almighty. Oh, precious blood that flow. Oh, that washed me white as snow. No other help I know but the blood of Jesus. That's why it's so important that you be baptized in Jesus' name. My children, I call you. Husband, go back home to your wife if she'll take you back. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, wife, treat your husband right. Children, obey your parents. Good God, man, for your days will be longer. That's why so many children been cut off at early age. They disobey and disrespect their parents. For Jesus said in the 15th chapter, good God Almighty, of Matthew, he that cursed mother and father shall die the death. That's why the young folks are dying, killing each other, committing suicide, OD'd on drugs, and get into all kind of trouble. They're shooting every day. They dying every day. All kind of ways. My children, I call you. Ain't but one way to do it. Come to me. He said, come to me. Jesus Christ came. Shot tot now. Oh, they celebrate Christmas for the wrong reason. We know he was born. We don't know when, but we know one thing. He was born. And I'm glad he was born. He born and came here to save the sinner from their sin. That was his purpose. And if you want to celebrate Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Get saved. According to the scripture, get saved. According to what the Bible said, get saved. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. Repent and get baptized. Oh, good God, in the name of Jesus. My children, I call you. Some of y'all may hear this message for the last time. Shot time is winding up. Look at the killing. Look at the destruction. Where stones are killing folks. High level shot, planes falling. Trains are wrecking. People dying. Wife killing husband. Husband killing the wife. Children killing mama. Mama killing the children. Some of everything happened in this world. But let me serve notice on the true saints of God. The one that stood up and remain holy, the one that didn't take down. Thank you, Jesus. Let me sir notice on y'all. 2026, God going to fix it. Hallelujah. He going to fix it for you. Shout out now. He going to fix it for you. For the scripture said, many, good God Almighty, I shout now, an affliction that will rise. He going to deliver you. Hold on, girl. Hold on, boy. Stay with Jesus. Don't take down. Stand up for holiness. Stand up for sanctification. Stand up for the Jesus only. Stand up for righteousness. Stand. Stand. Hit it, baby. Hit it.
It's time to come on, get baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, evident speaking in tongues, walk holy, talk holy. Jesus said, he's the holy. We got to be holy like Jesus. Tell my people I'm coming. Tell them, take on my name, get baptized in my name because he died for
us. Yes.
He's waiting with his arm wide open. Say, come, my people.
Yes, baby.
Jesus loves you. We love you. We're crying out for you. So come on, get saved. Come on, get baptized in Jesus' name. Stop cutting your hair.
Uh-huh.
Stop dyeing your hair. Take off that makeup. Take off that lipstick. Take off those paints. Dress holy, women. Cover up your bosom. Cover up your feet.
Uh-huh.
Cover up your belly. I'm talking to the women. Time. Come on, women. Come on, be holy.
Uh-huh.
God said, be holy. We got to be holy. Women of God.
Yes.
I love him. I love him more and more every day. And I won't take down because he has been good to us down through the year. And he keep on blessing us over and over again. Thank you for all his men and blessing. I just keep on blessing me in my hood. I thank him for everything he already done, what he's going to do. I give him all the praise and all the honor.
Yeah.
He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. I thank him, I praise him. Hallelujah.
Woo! God Almighty, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. My children, I call you. Look at it. Look at the condition. Look at it. Everything going down. Shout out now. You ain't saved nowhere. Hallelujah. Just to tell the news, well, man run the car into the main house, into the swimming pool. Good God Almighty, you ain't saved nowhere. You could be sitting in a restaurant, and they'll come in shooting. Sisters were telling me in California how they was on their knees praying in the church, and the man coming up with a gun and robbed all of them right there in church. The only safe place is in Jesus. My children, I call you. Shout out now. But you won't say, you won't answer. Hallelujah. But it's time to say, yes, Lord. I live for you. If you say, live saved. The Bible said in 1 Peter 1:14, as obedient children, not fashioning yourself according to the former lust in your ignorance. See, there you're ignorant. That's why you do that thing. You're ignorant. That's why the Bible said it's a shame for a man to wear long hair. It's right there in 1 Corinthians and 11th chapter and the 14th verse. And you see these pictures all on the air. All on the internet with long hair, long plaster. That's against God's word. We got to line up with this word. Lineable line, precept on precept. Thank you, Jesus. And that 15th verse says, as he which had called you is holy. So be holy in all manners of conversation.
Amen.
That word conversation means conduct. Your conduct should be holy. Holy on the outside. Holy on the inside. These old line preachers are. Got shot now. Greedy dogs. I just said it. Greedy dogs. And they came by. Tell you, it ain't what you put on. It is what you put on. Because if you're outside right, your inside going to be right. Thank you, Jesus. You got to serve the Lord in the beauty of holiness. My children, I call you. We're supposed to be an example. That's why Jesus said, let your light shine. Let your light shine. So men may see your good work and glorify the Father which in heaven. That's why a lot of folks don't want to go to church no more. They see so many ugly. And there's so many ugly things about preachers, about pastors. Good God Almighty. They see sex in the church. Then they see them in the church. Shut the bull shot now. They see sex up in the choir stand singing. Excuse me. They see folks that are professing to be sex in the choir stand singing and shouting. Then they see them over there jumping. Hallelujah to the beat. Hallelujah. Word. My children, it call you. Hallelujah. We supposed to be witness of the Lord.
Amen.
We supposed to be example. We supposed to live how so we can draw somebody. You supposed to be a light to your family. I tell people every day, as often as I can, if my wife can't say I'm a holy man, I need to sit down. I'm talking about me now. If my wife can't testify that I'm a holy man in the home,
Amen.
I need to go somewhere and sit down. Thank you, Jesus. And I noticed, I heard down through the year, a lot of first ladies have come up and told off on the hood.